her expectation of me is that I will never do it again, then that's, she will have outbreak over and over again.
I'm deceiving myself.
That's so as simple and as stupid as that is.
Hello, guys. Today's email's topic is 16 years marriage, I don't know what to do. My husband and I have been married for 16 years now. He's my best friend, and I'm more than sure he still loves me. But he betrayed me. Please help. I don't want to leave him, but I feel I have no other choice. Several years ago, he was unfaithful prior to our marriage, although he made a solid promise in the eyes of God never to fail me like this again. He did. The infidelity isn't the only thing that is jeopardizing our marriage. At this point, I don't recognize him anymore and I'm ready to file for divorce. I feel like if I stay, I'll break the promise that I made to myself when I forgave him the first time. Basically, I feel like he will fail me again. I don't know what to do. I'm breaking apart. I'm willing to leave a man I'm completely devoted to and in love with. Thank you.
Arade niyo.
Arade. Yes. So, she's been married for 16 years. She says this is her best friend.
Mm-hmm.
And she says that she knows that her husband loves her. Okay? But he keeps betraying her.
How?
By, you know, cheating.
Okay.
He was unfaithful before and she kind of forgave him, mm-hmm. but she made a promise to herself that if he does it again,
mm-hmm.
that she will have to move on with her life.
Mm.
At this point, she loves the man still,
mm-hmm.
but she feels like if she leaves the man, mm-hmm. no, if she stays with the guy, she'll be breaking the promise she made to herself.
Mm.
So now she's conflicted.
Oh, should I stay with a man
that she would leave if he ever cheats on her again?
But now, reality kicks in. The reality is...
The reality is he did it again.
He did it again.
So...
Well, is there some kind of assurance?
Obviously, there's no assurance.
So what's your advice for this lady?
I would say one of the biggest problem here is... the expectation that this guy would not fail.
Mm.
So having that expectation is like shooting yourself in the leg.
Mm.
At the same time, I do not want to condone cheating.
Right.
Because when people
that's
hear
not to
that,
say is a pass.
You get me. Mm. Oh, so is it okay for him? No, I don't agree that it's okay for him to cheat.
Mm.
But I believe that if he's willing, now she has to see it for herself too.
Mm-hmm.
If he wants to come to the table and make this marriage work, mm-hmm. they still have something they can hope for.
Right.
It's still doable.
Mm-hmm.
That means include that they will have to come to the table
mm-hmm.
together. They will have to take some coaching mm-hmm. together. They will have to stay committed to each other.
Right.
Now, the reason why the guy keeps cheating,
mm-hmm.
we don't know.
Right.
That
right.
has to be tackled as well.
Right.
So I would not say she should just pack her bags mm-hmm. and leave. I would say start by communicating with this guy mm-hmm. what the issue is.
Mm-hmm.
If he still wants to.
Because she didn't
be...
mention anything about communication, right?
No, she didn't. She's just disappointed and she feels betrayed.
Mm-hmm.
But she did say this is her best friend for 16 years. So if this is your best friend for 16 years, mm-hmm. you can still make this work. You need to communicate. You need mm-hmm. to tell him this is what you want. This is what is not going to happen again.
Right.
He needs to come to the table with this is what he wants and this is what he doesn't want to happen.
Right.
And from there, they can build a marriage. They have to show up together, like, you know, mm-hmm. 100 and
they have to be on the same page.
They have to be on the same page. So right. obviously, there's something lacking. Why?
Right.
This guy
sounds like she's crying by herself.
Right.
Okay. My husband and I have been married 16 years now. He is my best friend, and I'm more than sure he still loves me. But he betrayed me again, I guess.
Yeah.
All right. Please help. I don't want to leave him, but I feel I have no other choice. So that whole paragraph, there's nothing about outside of he betrayed.
No.
There's no other reason why she feels she needs to leave. I mean, like, reading between those lines, it almost seems like it's an emotional ache of some sort, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Several years ago, he was unfaithful prior to our marriage. Okay. I always tell people this, like she said earlier, the expectations, you know, the idea that a man is faithful before you guys are married.
Mm.
Unless if it's out boldly yelling, talking loud, born again Christian, right? The idea that a guy is just faithful before marriage and doesn't mean it doesn't exist, but the expectation on it is it's ridiculous, you know, because there's people, you're not officially married, you don't have a, what is it, common law. You're not living together, and you expect, and your expectation is that he's not seeing other people. That expectation is, you know, quite often breaks a lot of, you know, break a lot of people. But doesn't mean it's not possible for someone to be faithful. I'm just saying, just like even inside of marriage, the expectation has to be put in a certain type of container. If it's if it becomes a wildfire, it can really backfire in your marriage. So again, like she said, it's not a pass that people should cheat, but when we talk about trusting, you know, we have to really, really work hard at putting that trust in God. But with that being said, it works better when it's both of you putting your trust in God together.
Yeah.
So let's see here. I don't have to leave him, but I feel I have no other choice. Well, you always have choice, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You always have choice, and but the choice I always ask you to make as an individual is to choose to be happy. But make sure that means happy. There's a lot of people making moves that will end up putting them in a position that they won't be happy, but they basically they're taking a blind step, you know, because they're not happy right now.
Right.
They're thinking if I leave, I'll become happy. It's not. It's often not true, right? So you just make sure that means happiness, you know. Let's keep on here. Several years ago, it was okay. Blah blah blah. He did. Okay, so he failed you again, basically. Although he made a solid promise in the eyes of God never to fail me like this again, he did. Like she said, expectation, you know, you're dealing with humans, and the Bible was very, very clear on your trust in human beings. The Bible is extremely, extremely, very, very clear on that. So let's be clear, the only thing that won't betray is God at the end of the day. But betrayal doesn't have to be massive, like somebody being unfaithful, because that has a massive effect, impact on a person, right? It could be something as simple as, oh, you told me you will carry that garbage. You didn't carry it. What was it that, there was something today? Oh, I left the spoon inside of this
pot. That wasn't today. That was yesterday.
Oh, that was yesterday, right?
You didn't leave the spoon in the pot. You left the spoon in a pot of beans.
In a pot of beans. Okay, so... You get it?
That could mess the beans up.
Right. So betrayal starts from little things like that, right?
Well, I wouldn't say you betrayed me. That's crazy.
Because you said it a few times that I shouldn't leave spoon in there, but I left it in there, right? And
you gotta remind men all the time.
So imagine if she had taken it as, you know, things like that. If our expectation of me is that I will never do it again, then she will have heartbreak over and over again. That's so as simple and as stupid as that is. That's almost how stupid God looks at us when you look at your spouse and you say they won't sometimes do things that you don't find that's painful for you, you know. So anyway, you get the point. Trust. We're talking about trust, expectation, and she put her trust in this guy's words. There's nothing wrong with feeling comfortable in a marriage. There's nothing wrong with that. But you want to be careful when you're putting your trust in human beings in general, you know. You want to have an expectation that this person is human, and then if they fall short, like all human beings
do,
you shouldn't be too shattered. You should find ways and how you can help that person. If they're your husband, how can you help this guy? Okay, how can you help him? That's the first thing that should come to mind. Then how can you, obviously, this is you. You come first, honestly, you know. But how can you help your marriage is next? Because this is your marriage now at stake. And it's not as simple as I'm just going to move on. Your life may end up being miserable, like most people that quit their marriage. It's not, if you, especially if you have kids, it's not that simple to move on.
It's not that easy.
So you want to make sure that you've fought to try to put the marriage together. If it's absolutely, it's like a repeat offender, then you definitely should respect yourself, you know. And we'll talk more about that. The infidelity isn't the only thing that's jeopardizing our marriage. At this point, I don't recognize him anymore. We don't know what that means, mm-hmm. Okay? And I'm ready to file for divorce. Well, ready to file for divorce? Why are you not filing for divorce if you're so ready? Because you're the same person that says you feel you don't have a choice, but you don't want to leave him. Mm. But you haven't said anything about you've taken this step to help the marriage. You haven't said anything like that. The only thing you've mentioned, in fact, is that he's made some kind of effort.
Mm.
Yes, he's falling short like a human being. Not giving him any pass, by the way. But you've made mention that he's putting some effort, but you almost said that in the sense of he got caught and then he promised you something, but then he fell short again. Remember, he promised you at the altar, right? So it's not the first time he's promising either, right? But you also promised to stay for better, for worse. Don't forget that. So I'm yet to find where you say we've gone to counseling. You haven't said anything like that, okay? So the next thing I'm gonna probably tell you is to get your hands on this book, okay, and read it 10 to 12 times, because there are probably mistakes you're making in there that's making him feel like he can disrespect you.
Right.
The first reason why people would disrespect you is because they don't see you having respect for yourself. See, people don't disrespect people that have respect for themselves. At least from their perception, at least from a perception standpoint, right? Maybe not in real life, maybe not in reality, but perception is as real as reality, right? So from a perception standpoint, if he feels like you don't respect yourself by being there when he mistreats you, right? He's gonna agree with you and then mistreat you, right? So I feel like if I stay, I break the promise I made to myself when I forgave him the first time. Basically, I feel like he'll fail me again. Here's the thing with the promise you made yourself the first time. There are too many, especially young girls, that make such promises to themselves, right? That make such absolute statements. Young people, generally, I would never do that. I would never deal with that kind of nonsense. I would never be in R. Kelly's house.
Really?
That's not the topic right now.
Please.
But until you're actually in that position, you just never know. What you don't never is you never know how you will react in certain situations. Until you've dealt with that personally. See, these issues are psychological issues, including relationship, marriages. These are psychological issues, and they're not stuff you can just say, I will never, just because you're observing another person going through it. Of course, it's easier said than done. So if you've been in that position where you say you never, and then you never deal with a cheating spouse, right, and then you find yourself being married to a person you love, who actually love you too, different topic for another day. Can somebody love you and cheat on you? Different topic for another day, right? Actually, it's yes, but again, we discuss that later on in the future. But the point is this, okay? You find yourself in that situation now. Now you're remembering the promises you've made yourself that you would never deal with that. That's an attachment. You need to let go of that attachment to that promise you made yourself, because that promise is not serving you right now. See, what I always tell people in a marriage is really about every day.
Yeah,
and living every day, one day at a time. Don't worry about the future. Don't worry about yesterday. Of course, plan for your future, for better future. Of course, learn lessons from yesterday.
Yeah.
Don't take me out of context. But I'm saying learn how to enjoy this moment, today, right now, at this moment in time.
Yep.
So if you've made promises to yourself in the past that's not serving you right now, that's not letting you see clearly how you can bring some solution to the table for your marriage, attachment to such promises is going to kill your happiness. Let's not talk about marriage. At the end of the day, it's going to kill your happiness.
Yes.
Because basically, that's clouding up your judgment on, say, you know what? Let's try to fix this. Let me talk to him first. Let me talk to him. Like, listen, I feel disrespected. He may not mean to disrespect you. He may just be subconsciously agreeing with you because you don't have self-respect for yourself. Right? So now when you step up and say, I feel disrespected, all of a sudden, if he still has respect for you, if he's not like physically abusing you or anything like that, if he's not an abuser, he'll be like, what do you mean? If he was oblivious, which probably this guy is, right? If the guy is just complacent, right? He probably didn't see what's going on. But if you now say, well, what do you mean? He will say, what do you mean? He may get defensive instead of him to say, rightly say, what do you mean? I didn't mean to do that. He may even get defensive first. That's why if you get defensive, how do you handle that? Do you get defensive back? Then you do back and forth and then you feel there's a big argument, right? And that doesn't help. That's why you need this, so you can learn communication 2.0, right? It's a chapter in the book. Okay, so the key thing here is that you are not stepping up to the plate with a solution-oriented mindset. Mm. There's an issue going on. How do I solve it? You're dealing with your promise you made yourself in the past. And now that's creating a conflict in you, and that's not even serving you. Let go of anything you said yesterday that doesn't serve you. We've all said things yesterday we don't mean, or we meant, but circumstances today says, you gotta handle this a little bit different. We didn't see this coming.
Yeah,
we've all done that. So don't allow arrogance. That's a level of arrogance. I said this to myself, so I will never do it again.
Mm-hmm.
It's called agidi. What's English of agidi?
Hard-headed.
It's called hard-headed. Okay.
Hard-headedness.
Don't do that to yourself. Calm down, okay? What happened yesterday is just yesterday. It's just memory, illusions in the past, right? What's going on today? He's disrespecting you. Well, you're in a marriage with this person. Well, it's time to have that conversation. It's time to say, I feel this way, I feel this way, I feel this way. You don't mean it? Well, we need help. Well, you did say you were not going to cheat on me today. This is what I saw, this is what I saw, this is what I saw, right? Oh, you went on the phone digging in the phone. Well, I felt a certain way. That's why I'm digging in the phone. Why is it that I'm feeling this way? We need some help.
That's right.
Right?
You
if you're still eye to eye, then both
if
of you
still want it,
come to the table
it.
And say, we need... Now, if he doesn't want it and says, screw you, then you need the book. Get my marriage back. You can do it all by yourself. You need to build yourself. You need to have self-respect for yourself. Because that's why he feels the need. That's why he doesn't feel like you're worth it. Okay? He doesn't see the value, and no one else is going to see your value unless you see it first. That's the way it works, not the other way around. Okay. I don't know what to do. I'm breaking apart. Well, you know what to do first now. The first step is go get this book, read it. How many times again? 10 to 15 times.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'm willing to leave a man I'm completely devoted to and in love with. No one is willing to leave a man dead. All right. Again, those are the things you're telling yourself, because I understand you're emotional. You're feeling like you've lost. You're feeling like, you know, but you can absolutely do it. You can absolutely get your marriage back to where both of you can be happy again. If he's checking out on you, he's cheating on you, clearly he's not happy either. He's not happy with your marriage, at least not enough for him to say, I'm not going to throw this all away.
Right.
Okay. So that's that. Anything else you want to add, babe?
No.
That's it?
That's it.
Another great one. Hopefully you've been enlightened, educated. Click share, click like if we said anything that made sense to you here. Now, this young lady needs more advice. All right, so I want you to give your advice and your opinions below. Comment right below this video. And don't forget, getmymarriageback.com. Go get your copy. It's absolutely free, but it's also available in audio book and on Kindle or paperback, just like this one. And hopefully you've been enlightened and educated. We'll see you on the next one. And peace.